guys, and welcome back to this podcast with me, Zoe. And today we're going to be talking about the Chirabont. Sorry, I can't pronounce it really well, so I'm trying to say it separately. If you guys don't know what I'm talking about, people think they look like babies and they are like, they have angel wings and they're basically like maybe mini angels. That's what people think. But no, I found in the Bible what they actually look like. It's they have many many ways to describe it, how they look, but I wanted to go in Ezekiel first because he saw. I also used Ezekiel to talk about how the angels look like in my last podcast, and I wanted to show you guys for this one. I've been really interested because I've been seeing this guy on YouTube. He's really interested in me, in what everything about God is about, and he's interested in me of how they actually look. He also makes some funny videos. I like his videos. They're really nice. I pass by them a lot. I kind of forgot his name of his YouTube channel, but I'll search it up and I'll tag it in the podcast to give support because I really like his videos. And this is what he says. Ezekiel 4-10, I think. As I looked, I saw a great storm coming from the north, diving before it a huge cloud that flashed with lightning and shone with brilliant light. There was fire inside the cloud, and in the middle of the fire glowed something like gleaming amber. From the center of the cloud came four living beings that looked human, except that each had four faces and four wings. Their legs were straight, their feet had hooves like those of a cow, and shone like burnished bronze. Under each of the four wings, I could see human hands. So each of the four beings had four faces and four wings. The wings of each living being touched the wings of the beings beside it. Each one moved straight forward in any direction without turning around. Each had a human face in the front, the face of a lion on the right. This is the same thing I read about the angel, but I only read 10 to... I honestly forgot. But, like, I feel like the first part is for the cherubims, and the second part's for the angels. Unless it's not. I mixed those up. Oh wait, hold on. I am so sorry. Last time I did read the angel ones, but the angel ones was different. It was in the second page when I was talking about the wheel. That was the angel. This right here is the cherubim. I'm so sorry. So I'm gonna read the part where I thought last time was the angels, but it was not. I was wrong. I mixed them up. But the part of the wheel, that's the description of the angels. This is the description of the cherubim. I'm so sorry for mixing them up. I didn't even notice. Let me continue. Each had a human face in the front, the face of a lion on the right side, the face of an ox on the left side, and on the face of an eagle on the back. Each had two pairs of outstretched wings. One pair stretched out to touch the wings of the living beings on either side of it, and the other pair covered its body. They went in whatever direction the Spirit chose, and they moved straight forward in any direction without turning around. I accidentally mixed those up. I'm so sorry. But I did, thank God, I also like changed the page. So for the angel's description for last time, that was not the one I just read right now. It was the other page of the Bible. Well, for me it is. And it was when it was talking about the wheel, and it still had the wings like that. Oh my God, I'm so sorry. And I hope you guys all understood that. I want you all to know the truth of things. I don't want people to know, like, I don't want people to know, like, the fake way of it. I want people to know the real way, like, of how things look in the Bible. Also, this is his YouTube name. Is that how you say it? It's Joe Christian Guy. I really like his videos. His videos are really funny. I haven't watched all of them, but, like, they're really funny. It's just really nice to watch. He has a good comedy, and he's, like, he's Christian, and he talks about God in every single one of them. He doesn't talk about anything else. He's also funny, which is good, because a lot of kids love watching, like, comedy and God at the same time. It's really good, because they're gonna get interested in God, because they're also gonna see, he also has some serious videos in there, like the ones of how they actually, like, how they look, because that's where I got my inspiration from. I'll add his name to the like description of this podcast, and I hope you all have a wonderful day. Bye.